Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 51 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 49 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Node 2586 connected to node 502018.
I think you're coming back to me. I got about 2 or 3 other repeaters I'm bringing up at the same time. Call Kilo Bravo 8, Bravo Kilo Alpha. Name's Ralph up here in the central part of Ohio here, about 38 miles northeast of Columbus there. Go ahead. Oh, yeah, real good. Yeah, I've been to Beckley a couple of times. Been a while, but yeah, nice countryside down here. I'm originally from southeastern Ohio, pretty close to the West Virginia border there where I grew up, but just north of Marietta. But yeah, real good. Yeah, we got just a little bit of enhancement this morning, but regardless, I'm running a 9700 ICOM here and half inch heliacs up to 212 ohm at M squared. And I'm running about 750 watts on the 2kW amplifier here. Yeah, you said your call was Kilo Romeo. Romeo 8, Romeo November, is that right? Now you have to give it a few seconds for these other repeaters drop out. I'm not going to stay here long. Okay, I got you there, Mark. Down in Oak Hill, West Virginia, what I'm reading on the old computer here on QRZ. Very good. Yeah, well, good working down there in West Virginia there. Alright, Mark, KR8N73, nice to meet you there, Mark. You guys take care down that way, 73 KV8BKA. That ain't that, baby.
Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 68 degrees.
W6NIJ from NLVV. W6NIJ from AWV.
Oh, you'll call Tom, but not me.
I was calling you.
What's going on?
I am driving out about an hour southwest to Onsted. So I'm on the U of M 2-meter repeater that's linked to this.
Crackle in your voice.
Yeah, the signal on this is kind of noisy even at my house, like on the mobile, so I don't know that it's on a lot of an antenna or a lot of altitude.
I was about to transmit, but I noticed the green light was on. Cool. For work, you're going there? Somewhere?
Yeah, south toward like Adrian, if you know where that is. But anyway, quite a ways southwest. I'm a little ways out now. Pretty high ground out here. There's actually a band opening or something. I'm hearing another repeater from far away. And this one's coming over it.
Well, walking the dog, it's nice day.
Are you just working from home today?
Yeah, I think so. Might go into the office in Warren, but I don't, probably not. We'll try to make it in tomorrow. Thursday I'm going on a trip with Joe on the boat. Might leave tomorrow night, I'm not sure.
Sounds like fun. Like Detroit River area out that way, Lake Erie, or where you're going on the boat?
Osago River. Oscoda County or Oscoda City area, maybe?
I'll be leaving more of an unknown trip.
More of a what trip?
Up north.
Yeah, I actually kind of started looking up, but I didn't actually zoom out to see how far it is. If we leave tomorrow night, we'll go to his cabin, which is like mid-Michigan-ish area, and then continue on from there. So it's a little ways away, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. Are you there like all weekend, or is, how long are you going to be there?
Just Thursday for the most part, I think. We both have to work the weekends, so we're just kind of taking a day off. I should actually request a day off. I forgot. Kind of came up yesterday. We've been talking about it for a while. Actually, probably years, but yeah.
Cool.
Well,
anyway, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be cool. I like going on the water. I don't go out very often. So. Supposed to be good weather and all that. I got that Raspberry Pi 2W. I haven't powered it up yet. I suspect it's not going to be much less power like I was thinking than the 4. I guess I'll find out. It'll be a smaller form factor though, so it'll fit in the case better.
Hey, that would be... am I still in good or noisy? I'm in downtown Clinton here.
You're more noisy. Still readable, probably not for much longer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm in a downtown area too, going downhill. Then I'll be going back uphill to the open area again.
Alright. Dog trying to wander into the neighbor's yard here. Pulling back without choking him.
Yeah, Teddy, don't leave.
I ordered some 3-amp diodes. I thought I had 3-amp regular diodes, but they turned out to be Schottky. I don't know how you pronounce it, Schottky diodes. So I ordered those first, but that's what I had, so then I had to order the regular ones. Should have paid more attention, I guess.
So you got, I just went by Honey Acres Airport, if you want to let up later. So you got 3-amp Schottky?
And regular rectifier, just to drop the voltage to the radio. I was doing some experiments on the 1-amp ones. It doesn't take too much current to drop the voltage, but I don't think my power supply was doing a good job at constant current regulating at 10 milliamps, so I'm still not sure how much current it takes. I'm worried about low current draw and it not really dropping the full volt, you know.
Yeah, Penny, that'll be me. Yeah, I've never played with, some of that got broken up, but I didn't really hear if you were using Schottky or not, or what you're using Schottky for. I've never used them yet. Not really familiar with them. I think pin diodes are the ones used for the fast RF switching, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Schottkys are very, they're fast. They're used in switching supplies a lot. but I'm using it because they have like a 0.3 volt drop instead of a 0.7, so I'm putting the 0.7 in series with the 0.3 to get the 1 volt drop.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense to go from what, 5 volts to 4 volts or whatever for the radio module?
Yeah. I think Schottky's are used a lot, like in high current DC. Like if you have a backup battery and you want to automatically choose between the one with more voltage, they're used because they have the lower drop, so they produce less loss, less heat.
NAWB, yeah. So I'm getting quite a ways out now. I have a feeling this thing, I'm hearing it pretty good now because I'm going uphill. I'm out in a clear area on an expressway. I have a feeling this is kind of on a little building or something. I don't know exactly where it is.
Yeah, you're coming pretty good.
Yeah, it's 145.23 repeater in Ann Arbor if you want to. Well, if it's handy for you to look it up, try to see if you can find any details on it.
Oh, that's what you're on
top
right
of
now?
The Weiser building, which used to be Denison. Off of Church Street. W2BUD.
I'm familiar with, I mean, it rings a bell, I know that number, but I'm not, never on it really, but...
Yep, NAWB. We had somebody come in here to help out and explain where it is, but you guys mixed together. He was louder though, so I heard him. Good morning, NAWB.
Hey, good morning, Steve Dan here, W2PUT. Yeah, 523 is up on the Denison building, which, well, it's not Denison anymore, it's Weiser. It's at the end of Church Street there, north of Getty's. And, the view from that site, standing on the roof for probably 270 degrees of your field of vision, you're looking into the side of the bowl that Ann Arbor is in.
Okay. Yeah, I'm heading out to Onsted, which is quite a ways out. And I'm on M50, I think it's the M52, the one that goes south to south. So I'm getting kind of almost up there, coming up on Adrian here. The default commands worked fine, so I swear they didn't work in Milan, but I might have just need to try it again next time I'm out there.
Hey, no problem. I've been kind of listening in here a little bit this morning. Got a little bit more to do here before I get ready for my 11 o'clock call. The county's putting in replacing the analog trunk system and going to be the project manager on that one. So, got a 11 o'clock review. All right, I want you guys to carry on. Figured I could offer some information that was somewhat useful there. And you're doing pretty good from down there, Steve. W2PUT.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for jumping in. Good to hear from you. I'm having a little hard time hearing it, and not just because I'm getting far from it. We have a band opening going on right now. Over to Tom and NAWB. I think BUT is signing out to get back to work.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Thanks, Dan. Very good, Steve. I got to get back here shortly. I got to do a thing about a thing. Just grab the mail. Filtering through all the election pamphlets. Nope, nothing of substance in here.
We've been at about 65% of the town of place with the band opening. So I'll let you, I don't know if it's truly a band opening or just because I'm out in an open area and I can hear Ohio or whatever pretty good from here. All right, well, I'm almost to where I'm going here in Onsted, and I'll be here on the way back, maybe kiss you and NIJ on the way back. NAWB Mobile is listening.
All right, very good. Yeah, you got kind of bad, and then he came back a little bit at the end. And he's OBT, stand by.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 74 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees.
WAKWT, really, really bad audio.
Okay,
I'll call in again when you're closer. NAWVWAKWT, well, let's try the arrow machine.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees.
J4AQV test. Audio level is low.
J4AQV test. J4AQV testing.
Audio level is slightly higher than average.
J4AQV testing. Okay, J4AQV, hopefully this is correct.
Audio level is just about right.
Okay, G4AQV, hopefully this is correct.
WU6NIJAWV.
NEWVW6NIJ. You are in the mud.
Yeah, I'm 20 miles away on the U of M.
repeater.
Yeah, I mean, you're holding the repeater up, so it's not like I can't hear you, but you're fairly noisy.
Yep, I'm on US 12, headed east, you know, towards Saline. I'm like 12 miles from Saline, so you probably remember that route.
Yeah, I did that twice a day for at least a year, but yeah, definitely. Okay, cool, man. Well, I got Dave's simplex repeater all put together in an ammo can, and I'm talking on it. So I'm going to do a freshie all-star install, get the SSID working, and then I'm just going to leave it for a few days and see how it does.
Yeah, cool. I'm curious about, I remember reading about those notch filters in there. I wonder where those, what and where those apply to.
G4IEQ is a test.
Audio level is low.
G4IEQ is a test.
I was out to Onsted, if you remember how far out that is.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is. So I read on those filters, they're like low-pass and high-pass filters, and a lot of it was around the DSP module, which I'm not using for Dave's. But then it also said you could do it with a simple USB one, so I was going to fiddle around with it at some point, but, you know, the noise that I had was not, like, individual single carrier kind of stuff or single frequency kind of stuff. It was all over the place.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, well, you do what you got to do. I'm going to figure out if this little dummy load is going to get too hot. But so far it looks okay. I sent you a picture of it so you can see it. I'm gonna take it apart and take pictures of everything just in case we have a problem with it. We can do it over the phone.
Yeah, okay, sounds cool. I got probably a 25 or 30 minute drive back, so if you happen to jump back on here, I'll be listening.
Okay, sounds good. I'll talk to you in a bit. I need LBVW6NIJ.
Yep, I need LBV is clear and listening. LBV.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 78 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 74 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 70 degrees.
At WD0BCF.
Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 57 degrees.